Parshas Chayisara, Tavshin Pei Aleph, 5781. Tonight's shiur, before we start, should be Lilui Nishmas, Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Jonathan Sachs, Lord Jonathan Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and our dear friend in the Kehila, in the community, Jeff Thurm's mother, who is Nefteris this week, Gittel Miriam Bas, Yaakov, Alel Shalom, the Neshamah should have an Aliyas and the Zechus of us learning Torah tonight.
And free to Miriam
Basra. I'm sorry?
Free to Miriam
Basra. Free to
Miriam
Bas? Rafu Shlema. Rafu Shlema? Free to Miriam Bas Rasha. So Shara Chol Yisrael, she has COVID, she's Rafu Shlema, but Schus are learning. So tonight, we will discuss the mitzvah of Kiddushin. This week's Parshas Chayisara. We continue the story of Avram Avinu, but we kind of segue into now the life of Yitzchak Avinu. And we know that Eliezer is sent on a mission by Avram to go ahead and find a shidduch for Sarah. This is the parsha of Shidduchim. And we know that really the marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka is recorded in this week's parsha. So, since there's no mitzvah that's explicit in the chinuch in Chayisara, I think this is a pretty closely connected mitzvah to our parsha to understand what is the mitzvah of marriage. Or even better, before we get to what is the mitzvah of marriage, is there a mitzvah of marriage? Is there a mitzvah to get married? Do you have to get married? Or is that not a mitzvah? Is there no mitzvah in the Torah? I don't have an obligation to go and get married.
You know, because people don't get married.
What?
So it's not an obligation.
Obviously. So someone in the shir mentioned that there's no mitzvah because people don't get married. So Ellie, it's true people don't get married, but people don't do some mitzvahs. But it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. Just because you don't do a mitzvah doesn't mean...
It's a mitzvah, but it's not an
There's different kinds of mitzvahs, right? So there's a mitzvah obligatory mitzvahs, mitzvah chiyuvis, and then there's mitzvahs that aren't obligated, that are mitzvah chiyuvis, which is just a mitzvah that you have an opportunity to fulfill. Correct. So we have to understand is what kind of mitzvah is it once we talk about that. Beautiful. Beautiful. But just because someone doesn't fulfill a mitzvah chiyuvis doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning if a person has an obligation to do a mitzvah and they don't do it, it doesn't mean there's no obligation, right? Just because people don't do it... That they're not acting properly. So let's start off by looking at the beginning of the Makaros, the Psukim really in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Ki Seise. So the Torah in Parshas Ki Teitze and Perikav Beis and Perikav Dalet, two Psukim tell us as follows. Ki kachish isha uvoila usneo. So it's in the context actually of a very bad situation, and that is where a man takes a woman and he ends up hating her. It doesn't end up well. And the Pesukim then talk about what happens. But you see here the Lashon of Kikach, and as well that's a connection to this week's Parsha of Kikach, Kikach Miste Ephron, the Gemara in Kiddushin, which talks about going ahead and marrying through money, through Kesef, and a Kinyan, acquiring Kinyan Kesef, which is in this week's Parsha as well, when Avram purchased Maris Machpelah from Ephron. So a lot of connections, Baruch Hashem, to this week's Parsha. But the source for marriage in the Torah is not from this week's Parsha. It's from one of two Pesukim. That's one Pasuk, or the other Pasuk, two Pesukim later in Parshas Ki Seitzei, says as follows, Perikav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Kikach Ish Ish Isha Uvala, when a man takes a wife for him and goes ahead and has relations with her, V'haya Im Lufsinza Chayim Be'enov, if it happens that she doesn't find favor in his eyes, Kimatza Be'ervas Davar, because he finds something that's not moral, not appropriate, that's, you know, it's ervas davar in her. What does he do? V'chasav la'sefer krisus. He can go ahead, write her a letter of divorce, a bill of divorce. V'nasa miyadav ashelcha v'beiso. He gives it to her, puts it in her hand, and sends her away from his house. Again, in a very strange context. It's not like the Torah says, it's a big mitzvah, go get married and have children and do wonderful things. One pasuk talks about when you end up hating your wife, and the other pasuk talks about where you want to divorce your wife. So it's pretty strange that the Torah doesn't give you an explicit commandment to get married, but it's kind of wrapped up in these stories of a greater context and situation, which, you know, I guess on the one hand tells you the importance of choosing the right wife. It teaches you the significance of not messing up in that decision and how important that decision is, that unfortunately the Ribbono Shel Olam knows the way humans work. Don't get married for the wrong reasons and make sure you're marrying the right woman, because it could end up very, very bad if not. So that's the psukim in the Torah. And now if we look in the Sifrei HaMitzvos and the Rambam and the Chinuch, So the Rambam, I just quoted him here just to show that he holds it's a mitzvah, and it's very clear in the Perush Mishnayos as well. The Rambam in source number 3 tells us as follows. Mitzvah Reishut Gimel, and understand also, and Eli, this is key, and Reb Tzvi, we spoke about the mitzvah of Puruvu 5 weeks ago. That in the Rambam, that was on Parshas Bereishis, that in the Rambam is actually in Mitzvah Reishut Beis. The next mitzvah after the mitzvah of going ahead and having children and going ahead and multiplying and creating more humans in the world. So the Rambam goes ahead and mentions the mitzvah of marriage. So he says, "Mitzvah Reishut Gimel Tzivanu Livel
B'Kiddushin." First having children, then marriage?
Right. I think that's the order. Okay. I think so. I should double check, but I think it's Reishut Beis and Reishut Gimel. Maybe it's Reishut Gimel, maybe it's the other way around, but I don't think so. So Reishut Gimel is what? Shetzivanu Livel B'Kiddushin, that we have a mitzvah to go ahead and to get married. And to put something in the hand of the woman, what we do, and many, many centuries of Jews have been doing, a ring, or with a contract, a shtar, a document that goes ahead and makes the marriage binding, or with relations, with living together. Vezuhi mitzvahs kiddushin, and this is the mitzvah of kiddushin. So before we go any further, it's important b'derech hakdama just to go ahead and distinguish that there's two aspects to the mitzvah of kiddushin, right? To the mitzvah of marriage. We can't really, let's not use the word kiddushin because then it gets complicated and tricky. And I always get confused in my head with them. But we know there is the kiddushin, which is the erusin, which the Mishnah in kiddushin tells us, and the Rambam talks about here, is done b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'biya. That's one act of kiddushin. And then there's a second component of marriage in the Torah. What's that? Nisuin and kiddushin together go ahead and create a full, complete halachic marriage. But if you have one, namely kiddushin or erusin, you do this without nisuin. And we have to talk about what is nisuin. That's much more loosely defined in a big machlokes as to what it is compared to kiddushin, which is mefurish in the Mishnah. So if you do kiddushin and not nisuin, there are a lot of nafkuminas. There's a lot of different, things that come out of that. First of all, it's like a half marriage. You almost have like a half halachic marriage, where you might think at first glance, okay, so you have a half halachic marriage, big deal. It is a big deal, right? So first of all, a husband who goes ahead and it used to be also, just to explain, nowadays we do them all at the same time. It used to be back in the time of Chazal, they would do a kiddushin, and it was kind of like an engagement, an erusin. They would make sure that this couple now is going to get married, and a complete halachic marriage. They would wait a certain amount of time, 12 months or so, and then they would finish the marriage. Nowadays our system has changed. We have engagements, we have engagement parties, which have no halachic significance really. And we get married and do the erusin and kiddushin all together in one fell swoop. But the idea of having kiddushin without nisuin, so having the first stage of marriage without the second stage of marriage, one nafkamina would be if you have a kohen who goes ahead, and I know we have Aaron listening, so you have a kohen who goes ahead and does kiddushin, doesn't do nisuin, and then the woman is nifteres. So she's not considered a baila to him. She can be mitame mace.
Isn't that a grusha?
To him.
No.
No, grusha would be divorced. But that would be mitame mace. That would be one nafkamina.
So Yerusha.
Maybe. That's a good question. We have to do chalitza, yeah. Yerusha is another nafkamina. Yerusha only kicks in terms of inheritance, after nisuin, not before, if you'd only have of kiddushin. The chiv to support your wife only comes in after nisuin. And the fact that the maisi adayim of your wife belongs to you as the husband also only applies after nisuin, but not prior. So there are nafkaminas. Rav Shechter from YU often quotes that kiddushin is, the status of kiddushin creates a woman as an eshes ish shelo beveis baal, meaning they're not living together yet, but she still has a status of an eshes ish if she were to go ahead and have bia with someone, and nisuin is an eshes ish beveis baal. That's the real difference in halacha. So now that we understand there's kiddushin as one stage and there's nisuin as the other, let's go and look into the chinuch. So the chinuch goes ahead and says as follows. In source number 4, the mitzvah, in mitzvah Tuf Kuf Nun Beis 552, says the chinuch, shenitztavinu liknas ha'isha ba'achas mishlosha drachim kodim hanisuin. So you see very clearly that, you go ahead and you acquire a wife in one of these three ways before the marriage. What are they? Udrachim elu berachachamim shehin bekesev abshtar b'via leha. In three ways, the Chachamim taught us, it's with kesev, it's with shtar, and it's with bia. V'alzeh nemar ki kach ishu ishu vay leha, the pasuk that we have in the first source on the page, klomar mirtze ish li kach lo isha yiknosa tchila b'via, that if a man wants to go ahead and get married to a woman, he has to acquire her with bia. Uma shenemar kakasa v'yatsa v'haisa, ba'la v'perish ki kamo yitzia se ishu hivishtar, kamo shenichta v'seder zeh, So fine, the pasuk taught us how to acquire with bia. Fine, that's ki kach ishisha uva eleha. Shtar is learned out from v'yatsa v'haisa, that we know that the pasuk says sefer krisus, they use a shtar to go ahead and get divorced. V'yatsa v'haisa, just like you go out of a marriage with divorce, a divorce happens with the shtar, so too the marriage happens with the shtar. He actually uses a different pasuk. Yatzah chinam in kasef. The kinyan kasef we see over there works. Avalav aperish in kasef la'adon zeh. Avayish kasef la'adon achir manuav. So that is the chinuch. The chinuch, you know, talks about the three different ways. We'll skip the mishar shem mitzvah. We'll come back to it. But the chinuch down below says mios misora mitzvah mashe zacharti nagu she yisrael lekadish in the underlined section. B'tabas lios biyada tamid lamaskeres, right? That a person, we go ahead of the minug, is to marry with what, Eli? A ring. The husband gives the wife a ring. Why a ring? As a constant reminder for her. The woman doesn't take the ring off her finger. It's always on her finger to go ahead. If I gave a woman a dollar under the chuppah, shkoyach, that dollar now is something that's shavah pruta that's not a dollar. I gave her, I don't know, a book, which is more than a shavah pruta. Shavah pruta is a couple pennies, 5 cents, I don't know. So if I give her that, it's not going to, let's just put it aside. A ring, she's wearing it on her finger, it's constantly a zikaron. Tamid, for the fact that she's married, she's an ashes ish, she has a status that of an ashes ish, that she's, you know, her husband acquired her, and she is devoted to her husband, her husband's devoted to her. Question, why is it just the husband acquiring the wife, not the other way? Not for now, but that is the halacha. So we'll get back to some more of the chinuch, but before we get there, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, if you skip to page number 3, the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus. You have
someone
a question?
Someone asked
why. Sure. That's why women. That's why nowadays it's very popular to give a two-ring ceremony, which the post can talk about.
Yeah.
Meaning, let the woman give a ring to the husband also under the chuppah.
What about the woman just give the man a ring and the man doesn't have to reciprocate?
No, yeah, it's the other way around. Kikach ish isha. The man has to acquire the woman. That's what the post says.
No. So you said maybe the woman should acquire the man.
I said it's a good question. Why isn't it that a woman can acquire a man as her husband? Why is it only that the man has to acquire the woman to create a halachic marriage? So it's discussed. You know, it's a good question. Meaning misvar, right? If men and women are equal, why shouldn't a woman go ahead and be able to? So, but that's the halacha. That's how it was. So you look at the Rambam at source number 5 in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Lokom Aaron, Parnas. Some kugel, make yourself comfortable, some drinks. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, says the Radam. This is...
What's the makar from the son? You brought here the makar for a condition. What's the makar from the son?
Oh, excellent question. So I think it's actually... Someone asked what the makar is for Nisuin. We said we have a makar for Kiddushin. What about Nisuin? So it's actually, I don't have it here, but it's a pasuk, I think, in Parshas Shoftim. When somebody's out to war, maybe Aaron knows the pasuk by heart. So somebody's out to war, and the pasuk says that he's married and he's not married. It's like, so it gives him like a status of being married and not married. So that's where it's... What? Miha ish asher eras isha velo lekacha. That's the pasuk that where we learn out that there's two stages in a full halachic marriage. Good shaila though. So if we look at source number five on page number 3, this is a very important Rambam. Eli, fasten your seatbelt. Don't fall out of the chair for this one. The Rambam Hilchos Ishus Perek Aleph Halacha, first Rambam. Kaidem Matan Torah he adam pogea isha b'shuk. Before Matan Torah, what happened? You wanted to get married to somebody. There was no erisin or kiddushin. There was no nisuin. You'd meet someone in a shuk. Easier than Sanhedrin. There was no Sanhedrin. You do it. You meet someone in the shuk. You meet someone on the street. A man meets a woman. You want to go ahead and marry her. You bring her into your house. You go ahead. You live a married life, and you're married. That's all you had to do before Matan Torah. Says the Rambam, Kevan Shinosna Taira Nitzdav Yisrael She Im Yirza Ish Lisa Isha Yiknoisa Chila Bifnei Edim Ve'achar Kach Tiyalo Li Isha. Says the Rambam, once we Matan Torah, everything changed. You can't just meet someone in the street, decide, oh, let's get married and live together, and you can live together and you're good. Halachic marriage, you know, there's no problem halachically with doing that. Now we have a context. Now we have a specific seder that needs to be followed. We have a framework of how to create a halachic marriage. Torah says you have to go ahead, yiknaisa b'fnei edim, you have to acquire in front of edim, as the pasuk said, ki kach yishisho v'aylo. Says the Rambam, lekuchen elu mitzvos ase shel torahim, this acquiring is a mitzvah d'oraisa, as we saw from the Rambam and in Sefer Mitzvos as well. One of three things. And listen to this in the Rambam. V'kesef o b'shtar o b'biya, with kesef, with money, with shtar o b'biya, fine. B'viyo b'shtar min ator v'chesef min divrei sofrim. Now this Rambam, Baruch Hashem, has had svarim upon chidushei Torah written upon. What does it mean, b'viyo b'shtar min Torah, that having relations and a shtar is the araisa, u'v'kesef min divrei sofrim, and that kesef is min divrei sofrim. The first one to go ahead and comment on the page here is Amar Rav, says the Ravid, ze shibush. It's uperish mishubeshut hato. It's a mistake. What does the Rama mean? How could it be that kesef is divrei sofrim? Kesef divrei sofrim generally usually means derabanan. He distinguishes clearly between minat Torah and divrei sofrim. But how could it be that kesef is there? That's the pasuk. The pasuk goes ahead, and we learned from kicha kicha miste Ephron. We learned about it over earlier from the Eved. What do you mean? It's beforeish pasuk that kinyan kesef works. So there's different understandings of what exactly, how to understand it. The Magid Mishnah, source number 6, tells us that even though the Rambam went ahead, afa pisha kesef divrei sofrim hari goymer ba lechol davar kamar shtar revia, even though the kesef is a din derabanan, it works halachically as a kinyan derabanan, it creates the status just like a shtar to be on a daraisa level. A fascinating concept. You can have something that the mechanism is from Chazal, but what it puts you into as a status is that of a daraisa. So it works the same, but yeah, there is a chiluk in terms of what they are. Kesef Mishnah. Sure. The kesef, according to the Rambam, is midiver sofrim, is derabanan. But then how are you halachically married on the daraisa level? Is it saying that the marriage then is only derabanan? So it says the Magid Mishnah.
In addition, you need either
Shtar B'Yah. No. Just Kesef. Kesef is a Chiddush. There's a Chiddush. Kesef is Medivrei Sofrim as a means, but the end, meaning now being married, is still a Daraisa Halachic marriage. It's a good question. How's it work? We find other... Chalivin is an example of this also, right? Where it's a Kinyan Sudar. It's a Darabonan thing, but it can go ahead and create Daraisa things. Chazal clearly had a lot of power. No, I don't know what to tell you, but that seems to be what the Magid Mishnah explains based on this Rambam, because he says, "Are you gomer balachol davar?" It's exactly like everything else. Kamo shtar v'abiyah. Somehow it works like that. The Chazal were able to create. There's a mechanism that creates a chalos daraisa. Says the Kesef Mishnah in source number 7. He doesn't buy into it. He says no, and he quotes. From the Ramach, that it must be a shibush, and he says that there's actually other girsas of this Rambam that says shloshdan divrei Torah.
So he doesn't learn the pasuk kicha kicha mistei.
That's the big problem on the Rambam. How do you? Or you could say it's an asmachta, some type of. But that's the Kesef Mishnah says, if it's one of the Yid Gimel Midos learned out kicha kicha, how are we going to say it's not the Raisa? He asked that question that you're asking, so he's very bothered by it. But and he quotes others that are bothered by it. I actually once heard that there were some experts and scholars in the Rambam that they brought to the Vatican to see some of the original manuscripts, and these scholars they saw the page that it happened to be opened up to in the Rambam was this halacha, and it had this girsa of shloshdan divrei Torah. So maybe it was I heard Rabbi Rosner say this, and his father was there, one of these scholars who was in that saw it. So it could be maybe the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted them to see that, to see the right gear. So
there's a Rashi. Rashi says it also. It's not just the Rashi.
It's not just the Rashi.
Brings from Rabbi Isa. The Gemara says Tainah Kadosh Bekas, but by Afkinu Rabbanu Kedusha Mineh.
Uh huh.
So the Gemara says very good Kedusha Kesef by the Chum Kavim Afkinu Kedusha, because it's only the Rabbanu. That's what Rashi says. The whole Kiddush is only the Rabbanon, because it's going to have a Zer Shabbat, Kicha, Kicha. It's not a real thing, it's only there. Rashi argues himself, but
But the idea is out there, right? You don't have to get out of it. Meaning there's others. It's not like Rambam is a huge chiddush on his own.
It says that you don't have to stop saying that there is a mistake in the Rambam.
Right, exactly. So that's Machlokes Magen Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam. Fine, very good. So what's very interesting, we started off with this, and really this is like ABCs, is there a mitzvah of Kiddushin? Is there a mitzvah to get married? Right, that's what we started with. The Rambam clearly holds yes. The Chinuch clearly holds yes. They both count it as one of the 613.
That's not true.
No. Why?
The Raya is when the Ram says make a bracha.
Oh, that's number 9.
That's the Raya. The fact that it's counted as a mitzvah doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to do it.
What else would it be?
The mitzvah to divorce your wife. I can kind of mitzvah every night. But it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Everyone counts gerushin as a mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah to go out and divorce your wife if you love her.
You're saying it's a chiyuvus.
No, if you need to divorce your wife, there's a mitzvah.
Right. There's a way. The Torah goes ahead and gives you laws how to deal with it.
Is there a bracha on gerushin?
No.
So there's no bracha. So no mitzvah.
Right, so the bracha would be a right that it's a mitzvah, but not the fact that it's counted as a mitzvah. Gershon's counted as one of the entire mitzvahs. Uh-huh. Now, I hope you never become that mitzvah. But if you have to, that's what it's
That's called. How you do it, right. Meaning the Torah prescribes a way to do it.
Is mazik, there's a mitzvah of shara mazik. Right. Doesn't mean he's supposed to go ahead and have the shara mazik.
It's there, if you need it.
Yeah, that's not right. It's the fact that it's...
So I don't understand, though.
Shechita, the Rambam counts...
Well, that's a big machlokas, with the Shechita, right? But when you say, when the Rambam has 613 mitzvahs, then what are they if they're not all mitzvahs?
The Torah, it's a commandment, meaning the Torah commanded us how to divorce. The Torah commanded us how to get married. Mm-hmm. When you go ahead and get married...
This is how you do it.
There's a process of getting married.
That's a mitzvah.
There's a procedure.
Why isn't that a mitzvah?
Legal procedure in the Torah.
Why isn't that a mitzvah? Because of that. Meaning, why isn't that a mitzvah?
Because normal mitzvah means that every man is commanded to go and do that mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
Right? You're mechayev to give tzedakah, right? You're mechayev to dan. You can't say krishma. I can't say, oh, today I'm not going to krishma.
So this is what I think Eli was saying. Eli's a genius. He was saying before that maybe not a lot of men get married. So maybe he's like alluding to that idea that is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Some people don't do it.
If you want to stay single your whole life, and so you wouldn't be mevatel that mitzvah of kedushin. Different mitzvah,
it's like a rishus.
Huh?
It's like a rishus.
If you want
to, it's optional.
Right.
It's optional.
Were you mekayim the mitzvah of Meiser Ani this year? No. If you don't have, I don't.
It doesn't apply to you.
Right. I don't have it. Right. It's not a gift.
Right. Okay. Very, very interesting. But if you look at, I think what Aaron was alluding to is in source number 9. Mm-hmm. Says the Rambam Hilchasish Perakim Halach Kaf Gimel. Says the Rambam. Kol Makadish Isha Bein Al Yedei Atzmu Bein Al Yedei Shliach Tzarech Levarech Kodem Akidushin. You want to get married early one day, Mitzvah Shem? Give you a bracha. Should have your bar mitzvah first. Next week, 2 weeks.
Next week,
you have your bar mitzvah. And then Mitzvah Shem down the line, you should get married. That should be the next big, huge event. I mean, you should have many good years. But, you know, it should go from one to the next. Mitzvah Shem. So, the Rambam says, you say a bracha before you get married. You say a bracha before you do mitzvahs. Don't worry, the bar mitzvah is going to be okay. The landing is going to be great. It's going to be shmack. You go ahead, you say a bracha before you do mitzvahs, you say a bracha before you do kiddushin, that's what you do, because it's a mitzvah, as Aaron was saying. So if you look at this, in the Rush, in source number 10, in Ksuvah, so the Rush goes ahead, famously says, this bracha is in a bracha, nasiyas a mitzvah, and the nusach of the bracha also is a funny nusach. Right? The nusach is, it's very long, it's clumsy, it's not like, bracha dasham akem ma'acham ashek yisharam zavatsivanu, l'kadish sayisha, a mitzvah kiddushin. It's like it's like 3-4 lines. I don't know by heart, but it's long. So the Rush goes ahead and says, "Ki bracha zu ain a bracha lasiyasim." It's a ki piriyah v'rivya hainu kiyum a mitzvah. V'im lakach pilegish v'kiyum piriyah v'ainu mechayel kodesh isha. This is what Aaron was saying. Maybe you don't even count it. Maybe the Rambam holds it's in the 613, or maybe it's not even a mitzvah. This is it's not one of the 613. The mitzvah in the 613 is your chayiv to have a child. Your chayiv to go ahead and have children. Halachically, that could actually be done with a pilegesh, right? A melech can have a pilegesh, and that's a whole machlokas and stuff. But maybe you can go ahead, if you have children, that's the mitzvah. So marriage is just a hechsher mitzvah. It's just a preparatory stage. It's not the mitzvah. In order to have children, which is the mitzvah, puravu, that's an apostle, right? That's an apostle, precious, gracious. So that would be the mitzvah, is daraisa. But to get there, you need to do marriage. Sure.
Let's say a Jew marries a non-Jew, does he still make the bracha of
Kiddushin? If a Jew marries a non-Jew, does he still make the bracha of Kiddushin? I'm not sure. I don't know. Aaron, you know?
What?
Someone marries a non-Jew. They say a bracha on Kiddushin?
A non-Jew?
It's not a halachic marriage. it's not a kiddushin. It's a marriage. You know, they're married, maybe civilly, but it's halachically.
It's an aveirut.
Can make a
bracha on an aveirut.
Can make a. That's if you eat a cheeseburger.
Okay.
That's a discussion, though, isn't it?
No.
No discussion about it at all. Eat a cheeseburger.
Pray for food, no. Question: if you eat on Kippur, you eat a bracha. It's a different question.
Well, that's a separate question, right? Yeah, but if you trafe, never a bracha. Okay, very good. So that's the Rosh Hashitah. So just to go back now in the next little time we have, so the chinuch. So we said what we would talk a little bit. We talked about kiddushin. That's kesef shtar and bia. Then there's nisuin. Nisuin is the second part of this marriage process halachically, and there's probably, I don't know, maybe 7, 8, 9 shitas. How to be mekayim? We try to fulfill all of them because it's not an area we want to. I think you go, yeah, there's a lot of shittas. I saw a lot quoted. You go through them and I mean maybe some overlap and there's nuanced distinctions, but if you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam here, he says basically yichud aray labia is considered what nisuin is, which means that you need to be secluded. The husband and the wife need to be alone and in a situation that would be appropriate for them to be together, for them to live together. That's the Rambam Shita. And he would hold this Vilchumra that a chupas nida, which means that if the woman's a nida, it wouldn't be a valid marriage, according to the Rambam. Because you can't have Roy Labia then. Then there's Iran. The Iran quotes two Shitas in Ksuvah. So he says that Yichud, just Yichud is fine, and maybe, and then he says bringing her into his house is also a way, potentially of being kind of suin. They're all kind of demonstrations that now they're together, right? That they're living together. They're a couple that has kind of a designated exclusive relationship in some way, shape, or form. The Itter brings down that they have to enter into a special area that was set aside for them alone. The Ramah quotes in the Aruch Chaim that you put some sort of like cloth, which is what we do, you know, at a chuppah above the chasen and the kala. Tosfos says putting the veil on is considered to be a nisuin. Having a makom miyuchad, again, that everybody knows about, similar to it there before. And the Mordechai talks about the bedekin. The bedekin being some sort of nisuin, which is interesting because it's before the kiddushin, which is a whole shaila. How do you have the nisuin before the kiddushin? The kiddushin is not going to be to the chuppah. But that's what the Mordechai holds. The bedekin is the nisuin. Yes, Rav Tzvi.
So bottom line, is kiddushin a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah?
According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's a mitzvah. According to the Rush, it is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Machlokes Rishonim, big machlokes between the Rush and the Rambam. Uh-huh. That's how it's quoted usually.
So according to the Rambam,
yeah.
Then before the chiyum of Rabbi Negesh, where a man can marry as many wives as possible, right? So, what? There's no mitzvah in that. I mean, there's no mitzvah, right?
There's no mitzvah to what?
Marry as many wives as possible.
Why not?
According to the Rambam, since the purpose isn't pure revu, it's a separate distinct mitzvah, it's not connected.
Mitzvahs.
Maybe that's why they did it. Marry 200 women. Shlomo HaMelech is a kind of a lot of mitzvahs, maybe.
She's getting a lot of mitzvahs.
Esher, yeah. Esher. The Rush would say, you can marry, if you get married 10 times, you get divorced 10 times, and you don't have children,
right.
You did nothing.
You
fulfilled maybe Gerishin. Maybe
you can have 20 children from one wife, the same way you can have 20 children from four wives.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Look at how many wives.
Yeah, this is along those lines, exactly. So that is you know, the topic. We'll mention some Debre Chizuk. So the Chinuch tells us really that there's two, Mishar Shei Mitzvah. He quotes Mishar Shei Mitzvah. He says as follows, Mishar Shei Mitzvah, what's the Sheirish? What's the purpose, the root of this Mitzvah? First of all, that there should be an appropriate way that a person lives with a woman. It shouldn't be like Maisa Zayna. You should go ahead and, you know, do everything properly. Make sure she's designated as your wife and have her and have a Maisa that's cut, you know, and just have a kinyan. And also, So he says also, "Vegam neamar shehu kedei shetitin eliba laolam shehi knuya laoso haish latizna tachtav." If a woman knows she's married to this guy, she's never going to be mizana. She's never going to go ahead and be shenishesish. She knows this is my husband. My husband's committed to me. I'm committed to him. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah tells us he has a beautiful language, a very poetic, saying that it's not just that the husband should treat the wife like she's a queen, or the wife should just treat the husband like he's a king. It's a two way street. He treats her like he treats her like she's a queen. she treats him like he's a queen, king. They go ahead and they have a beautiful marriage together. Now, if we look at the parsha, we go ahead and find some ideas, really, in what makes a marriage beautiful. And Ellie, you're young for this, but don't forget this. These are pearls of wisdom, not for me, from the Torah, that you need at a young age. We can go ahead and start learning. So we see that the first thing Eliezer did, really, when he was going to Rivka, so it says that he davened. He davened. He said, "Vayomar Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham, Kakrei Na Lefana Yom Vase Chesed Ima Adonai Avraham." He asked Hashem to please do Chesed. Please, God, help me find Rivka, and help me find a wife for Yitzchak. And it's brought down that's step one. You want to when you're in shiduchim, but not just shiduchim. When you're married. Your marriage doesn't just you get married, everything's good. So it's constant avoida. Maybe even harder after you're married than finding the woman sometimes. Tefillah, the Ribbono Shalom. You have to turn to the Ribbono Shalom. You have to daven to Hashem. And it wasn't a short tefillah. The Vayomar has a shalshelis on it. It's one of the four, I think only four shalshelis in the Torah. And it's right here. The tefillah is a very long tefillah. Four. Very extended tefillah to Hashem that Eliezer said. And we know that Eliezer specifically was looking for what midah? Eli, what midah? What midah did Rivka have that she went ahead and she helped with the camels?
Kindness.
Chesed. That's exactly right. And chesed doesn't just mean, and we know that the Chazal bring down that Rivka went ahead and there were miracles that were going on. The water is coming towards her. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. The Pasuk says that the chesed had to be there. Meaning Eliezer had to see the acts, the natural acts of chesed. To have just somebody have miracles being performed for them isn't enough to go ahead and be a simon that this is a good woman. Shemamish has to like do acts of chesed. And why is chesed so important? Because as it's often said, I think Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky says this, that marriage is not about compromise. People say it is. But marriage is about giving in. Mm-hmm. Marriage is about going ahead and giving in to the other spouse. And therefore, an attitude of chesed, a way of living in chesed, makes it easier to go ahead and give in. It makes it easier to go ahead and be a person who's willing and able to help the other person, to go ahead and be there as somebody to give in to them. So the last midah, though, that we see that I'll just mention before we daven Maariv, is also we see the midah of Zrizus. Pasuk says by Rivka, that vatimaher, she ran. She ran, she was in a hurry. And that alacrity, that excitement, that zealous, that's also a midah. When you have an opportunity to help in the house, to help with help your wife, help your children, whatever it is, to take that midah of Rivka Imenu vatimaher. It's such an important midah to have, not to be a lazy person, but to go ahead and to live with that midah of vatimaher, to live with the chesed of Rivka Imenu to have a successful marriage, and of course to live with Eliezer's tefillah to Hashem. And constant tefillah is never to get, always to daven, not just to think, oh, I got married, I'm good, I don't have to daven anymore. No, you daven for a shidduch, you get your shidduch, and then you daven, the shidduch works out, you keep davening your whole life. It's nothing that stops, so we should all have, those who are married, shalom bayis, those who are not married, should find the shidduchim when they're at an eligible age, and the proper age, to find the shidduchim, they should have bar mitzvahs first, and we should have a beautiful Shabbos, God have it for coming, thank you so much.